On the day of the tragedy, the boys of Winfield School had been confined to their rooms. It was a hot Saturday in May, and they would normally have spent the afternoon on the South Field, some playing cricket and others watching from the shady fringes of Bishop's Wood. But a crime had been committed. 6 gold sovereigns had been stolen from the desk of Dr. Offerton, the Latin master, and the whole school was under suspicion. I simply remained in the porch of Zillon Church, as if I was taking sanctuary from some oppressing, pursuing force, and as I stood there a breeze blew across the moors, and the afternoon sun shone on the moorland parish from that cloudless summer sky. It was peaceful in the churchyard. I was aware of the tranquillity suddenly, of an overwhelming calmness. Everywhere was so still. The very landscape seemed poised as if it was mysteriously waiting, and as I remained motionless, mesmerised by that air of expectancy, I looked through the lych gate to the end of the village street and saw the solitary figure of a woman walking slowly towards me across the moors. As Danny Reagan looked down the cold grey barrel of the rifle aimed directly at him, his first thoughts were for all the deer, rabbit, and other game it had been used to hunt.